Clearing up some myths about southern rust in corn. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. For this past growing season, southern rust was definitely a problem across our Midwestern area, and especially in southeast Nebraska. Nebraska Extension plant pathologist Tamara Jackson-Zeems says that southern rust was prevalent this year, but has heard a few rumors that aren't necessarily true. And today she clears a few of those up before producers start making decisions on next year's crop.
One of the biggest ones, I think, is that a lot of people are convincing each other that the southern rust fungus is overwintering now in Nebraska and Kansas and elsewhere, and that we're going to see it every year like we've seen this. That's absolutely not true. The good news is that the rust fungi in general, including southern rust, can't overwinter here, and that's because we don't have corn surviving year-round, because the fungus needs living green corn tissue to infect and grow on. And so this is something that we have seen it pretty frequently, but it has to come from the southern state or from Mexico and blow up into our part of the country. And what happens when it gets here depends on the weather conditions that we're having and also the canopy conditions inside that field around the plant. And so that's really why it blew up so badly this year, is that we had extremely favorable weather conditions, very high humidity over prolonged periods of time. We had reduced solar radiation that also supported that. And generally, our temperatures were lower and more in that optimal range for southern rust, which is really favored by temperatures averaging about 80 degrees.
Across the state of Nebraska, she talks about where she saw the worst outbreaks of southern rust.
Generally speaking, this year, it was probably the worst that I saw anyway in that southeast Nebraska. Some in the east central part of the state as well was where I saw the epicenter of the very worst, most severe southern rust. And part of that had to do with those conditions in that part of the state. Historically, though, we have seen the southern counties all the way across Nebraska, especially over southeast and the south central Nebraska, where we do more routinely see southern rust and more often have seen it, they blow up. And so people that have, you know, been farming or in this line of work for a lot of years might remember some of those years. I had just started, for instance, about a year before, and in 2006, you might have a lot of people listening that may remember an epidemic that was more centered around south central Nebraska that got a lot of attention. We had severe disease and a lot of corn lodged and create a lot of harvest headaches. In our part of the country and the hybrids that are really well developed here and selected, we don't have very much resistance. There are some hybrids that do perform better in southern rust pressure, and we saw some of those this year under such heavy pressures 2025 had. And so hybrid selection might be helpful, and it might help prevent the need for a fungicide in the future or less fungicide use.
Although hybrids may help, realistically, since the fungus can't survive over winter,
crop rotation, tillage, some of those things that people talk about more for other diseases really won't benefit you for southern rust. So for me, crop scouting, knowing when it's moving into your field, that's going to be really critical. Keeping your ear to the ground, so to speak, watching the maps as it's moving into the area, and knowing when to apply a fungicide. And a lot of that information is online, like from the Crop Protection Network. We talk about it on Crop Watch from UNL as well.
If you ever have any questions, it's always important to reach out to your extension office. They are certainly willing to help. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.